This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Umar Pagan, I'm PK Pagan.
Good evening, I'm not. I'm Caroline O.
Yes, indeed you are. This is the evening edition. First up in the 6 o'clock hour, the upcoming showdown. It's KJ versus Cooley, and it's got us all pretty excited. But what to expect from the public debate between the two UMNO presidential hopefuls? Seasoned debater Syed Saddiq joins us for that story.
Yep, and after that, Pakan MP Najib Razak has been coming out in the press recently saying a lot of things, except what we really want to know. We'll be joined by Professor James Chin from the University of Tasmania to talk about that.
It's also Talk Back on the evening edition all day. You can call us on 0377109000. You can WhatsApp us on 0187898899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Join the conversation on the evening edition. It's 6:06 p.m. and on June 29th, we will see a live debate broadcast between UMNO presidential hopefuls KJ Khairi Jamaluddin and Tunku Razali Hamza Cooley. We don't know yet, apparently, if Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, the current acting president of UMNO, will join this debate and make it a three-way, showdown. But I think the folks at Astro Awani who are airing the debate are waiting to hear.
From him.
From him, that's right. Yes, correct.
So it's going to be held at 9:30, the 29th of June, over Astro Awani's 501 channel. Very, very exciting. And, well, my goodness, who would have thought this day would come? I mean, I couldn't believe it when I saw this news. And it's so many layers to this little onion.
Oh, no, there are lots of layers. I mean, first of all, we haven't seen a leadership challenge in UMNO since 1987, I would think. And that is when, of course, Tunku Razali himself had challenged Dr. Mahathir, right? That was an interesting showdown in our history, because obviously the reason Dr. Mahathir had won was because Pakan MP Najib Razak had thrown his support behind Dr. Mahathir, and he'd won by a busload of votes, something like 40 or 42 votes, right? And so to see this open competition, and then to see what's more, a live debate between these individuals. Yeah.
And it's televised by the debates by the political fraternity. I mean, now we're talking, aren't we? Or at least the Astro Awani viewing public will be able to view this and have some insights into the candidates, what they stand for, what to expect. And, I'm just thinking the eventual winner, who will obviously go on to shape a very important component of the opposition, will offer some clue, I guess, as to how that will take shape.
Yes. So for example, Khairi Jamaluddin has come out with a manifesto of sorts. You know, he's talking about term limits and he's talking about the future of the party. Neither of the other candidates have done so. I think this is going to be an important line of questioning in the debate, because they're going to need to distinguish themselves, because for all practical purposes, the party, not just UMNO but Barisan Nasional, is in a shambles, right? So whoever takes charge of the party right now is going to have to reformulate this coalition.
Yep, absolutely. In a shambles, and you know, we've been talking a lot lately about whether or not it can still remain relevant in this day and age. A lot of talk about it going under, but some people believe that it can be revived. And certainly with this, gives it a fighting chance. I'm just thinking of this debate and what's likely to come out. I mean, the likes of someone like me, right? I've always looked at it as a discussion sort of behind closed curtains, like shrouded in secrecy, things that I would, never hear. I mean, I would love to understand what makes them tick, and I'd like to see how they play to an open gallery, because this is very different from catering to just an audience that buys into your rhetoric, right?
And they've never had to do it. You know, for the longest time, our politicians in Malaysia, at least in the ruling party, have been so protected. They've been very sheltered from even a media that was not allowed to ask them the difficult questions. Now they have to answer these difficult questions in public at a debate. It's crazy,
I
right?
love it.
So there's so many answers I want questions to. So for example, even who will Pakan MP Najib Razak back, and will that work for the UMNO public, right? Do they still have any loyalty to Najib Razak? Because for all practical purposes, it seems like he's backing Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, because he was, he took over his position, and when he stepped down, he said Hishamuddin Hussein and Zahid Hamidi will take this party forward.
He's busy. at the moment.
He came back from Langkawi already.
There's a lot of luggage. Oh, I see.
A lot of luggage. Right. Yes, a lot of luggage. Exactly. Yeah. After this, we're going to be speaking to Professor Syed Siddiq, who is the MP for MUA. Syed Siddiq, of course, is a former debater himself.
Yes,
he is. And he's going to be telling us all about his thoughts on where this might go. We've got Richard Berry doing it coming up on BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the evening edition. It's 6:15 p.m. We're talking about the big debate that's coming up between Kayu Jamaluddin and Tunku Razali Hamza, the two UMNO presidential hopefuls. And, you know, we thought who better to share their two cents than a seasoned debater himself. So we're going to cross over now to Syed Siddiq, the MP of MUA and an advocate for public debate. Syed, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Now, a political debate is something that's virtually unknown to most Malaysians. What can we expect from this?
Firstly, we need to look at this from a more optimistic or positive lens. Previously, UMNO in particular, the UMNO-led government, never endorsed or would never permit for there to be political debates like this, especially among top party leaders. I distinctly remember at one point in time, Dato' Sri Najib making a statement that debate is not it's not a part of our culture and something which, to some quarters of UMNO, is quite reprehensible. So the fact that now the UMNO contenders or the party president are actually considering this, to me, is something which is very positive. What debate will we look at? Hopefully there will not be any personal remarks or insults thrown against one another. Hopefully we'll be focused a lot more on policy-based discussions. But for my part, I mean, I'm not a person to judge because I'm not a part of UMNO. But the fact that a debate is taking place is already progressive, and hopefully other parties will follow suit, and hopefully the party which once thought debate is reprehensible, accepting it signals that there's a way forward for debating and critical thinking accepted by all quarters of society.
Right. Well, you know, our politicians have always been protected by media scrutiny, and they've never really had to engage in much public discourse. Will this, I guess, lack of exposure affect their ability to carry on an effective debate, you think?
I'm sure that among the two party leaders, I mean, they are experienced enough to have a mature debate. I mean, Kuli during his time was quite active and engaging in dialogues, maybe not debates, but more of dialogues. YBKJ has engaged in debates with Rafizi Ramli, Dato' Ambiga and the rest. So, I mean, I think debating among them is something which they're used to. However, is the UMNO grassroots, is the UMNO warlords, is the former presidents of UMNO like Dato' Sri Najib Razak and maybe one of the contenders, Dato' Sri Zaid Hamidi, who abhor this culture or who have expressed that they dislike the continuation of this culture, which I believe will trouble them. But again, as I mentioned from the start, I think this is something which is progressive. I mean, the fact that two of the presidential hopefuls have agreed to this will hopefully lead to a more sustainable change in terms of society accepting debating, especially the more Malay rural electorate, which previously saw debating as a liability more than it is an asset, which allows the rakyat or the people to assess on policy, on personalities, and who can offer the best on the table.
So who would this debate primarily be for? The UMNO members or the general public?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they agreed to this because their target group will be UMNO members. So I think a lot of the policy discussions will be party policy. And that's fine because this is a party debate after all. You know, it's the same like the Democratic debate in the States, you know, the Republican debate in the States. Previously, I think a lot of the former prime ministers of the UK, the Conservative and the Labour contenders, will also have this kind of prime ministerial debate. It's a culture over there. So over here, yes, the target group for them is the target party leaders, which is fine, but I'm very sure that the public at large will be very interested to listen to the arguments and the reform agenda which they'd like to put forward. And I'm also very glad that the new Harapan-led government is giving them the airtime and the forum to host this. Previously, in the UMNO BN rule, let's not even talk about a debate. Even media coverage of party elections is often very negative or almost non-existent. But now, I think yesterday, YB Gobind Singh released a statement that he supports the debate and the debate can even be aired live and he will support it. And now Esra Wani has said that it will be aired live at 9:30 next Friday. So I think these are all positive indicators that in the new Malaysia, firstly, the new government is very happy to encourage the culture of openness, debating and dialogue. And at the same time, hopefully this culture of openness will also reach out to the UMNO grassroots and to the UMNO leadership. Because in the end, when all parties accept debating and dialogue as a positive asset for Malaysia, we move forward together. I don't look at this from a partisan line. I look at this from all Malaysians benefiting when debating is made a culture in Malaysia, is accepted and not taught.
Right. So, you know, I think if we're going to be cynical about this, we'd say that this would perhaps just be an opportunity to grandstand or for them to, you know, to put on a show of democracy and transparency. What should we be looking out for, you think, content-wise, to know that this isn't the case?
Firstly, I think is to look at policy discussions and policy commitments. I mean, of course, there's a distinct possibility that grandstanding will take place. But the unique part when they engage in the debate and it will be at live, at the same time, I'm pretty sure the video will be recorded for future purposes, that this is a commitment, this is a promise. Similarly, how people have recorded our promises and commitments to fulfill the 100 days pledge in the Harapan-led government. Same thing here, when they promise the reforms for the party and take it that they win, that a particular candidate wins and doesn't carry it out, then that person will be held accountable and will be punished in a future election. So the point is, as long as people make commitments in open and public and engage in debates in which people watch, there will be an expectation for this candidate to fulfill the promises, and if they don't, public pressure will kick in. That's one. Two, the fact that they debate about it, let's take the worst case scenario, there's just grandstanding, they don't actually carry it out. Then, I think even in this scenario, the fact that the debate takes place, and I acknowledge that I'm, you know, taking a very low threshold, because previously we were this low, because we never had public debates like this, especially, you know, live on television. So I think the fact that a debate alone takes place at least will create that spark, and that spark, I believe, will move Malaysia forward.
Right.
Well, it's like you said, Saitadik, the bar has been set so low that just the willingness of Cooley and KJ to engage in a public debate will almost certainly work in their favour. Now, do you think that Zahid Hamidi's refusal to participate might then hamper his chances of winning the presidency?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, we're being very direct. Because he should. He shouldn't be afraid. There's nothing to fear. This is a public debate, and I'm sure that if, you know, any particular person for personal insults against one another, the electorate will punish them. Whether the party members or fellow voters who are watching. The old school politics should be put to an end. I mean, if a 93-year-old Prime Minister can engage in debates, in dialogue, and bring a new brand of politics, I mean, why can't UMNO move forward? I mean, the past is the past, but let us move forward. I'm very engaged and interested in this because as a member of parliament and as a member in the government, I want to see UMNO become a strong opposition, because we need a strong opposition for Malaysian democracy to flourish.
Thanks, Syed, for weighing in. That was Syed Saddiq, the MP of MUA, giving us his thoughts on the upcoming debate between Cooley and KJ. And of course, the debate, once again, is happening on the 29th of June at 9:30 p.m. on Astro Awani's 501 channel. What would you like to see from Malaysian politicians? Call us on 03-77-109-000 and let us know. You can WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got more music coming your way. Duffy with Mercy on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.